ready to connect the dots. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The House committee probing the Capitol riot holds its first prime time hearing tonight, with aides saying they'll begin to lay out how the breach happened after investigating for months. President Biden commenting during a meeting at the Summit of the Americas in L.A. today.
I think it was a clear, flagrant violation of the Constitution. I think these guys and women broke the law, tried to turn around the result of an election.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the violence at the Capitol was wrong, but that the committee is political and illegitimate.
And let's be honest, it is a smokescreen for Democrats to push their radical agenda.
Including, he says, federalizing elections. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer calls the hearings a watershed moment in the fight to protect democracy. A leading Republican candidate for governor in Michigan is arrested by the FBI, accused of taking part in the riot and facing misdemeanor counts. Ryan Kelly released without bail after a brief hearing in federal court. Sheriff's officials confirming multiple victims after a shooting at a Maryland business in Smithsburg near the Pennsylvania border. They also say the suspect is no longer a threat to the community, but they haven't said who that is or confirmed any number of deaths or injuries or a motive. A Grand Rapids police officer now charged with second-degree murder for the traffic stop death of a man in April. Patrick LaLoya had tried to flee and grabbed Officer Christopher Scher's taser, but was on the ground when he was shot in the back of the head.
I'm not thinking that Kent County officers or even any police officers in general thought they had a license to go out and do something like this.
Kent County, Michigan prosecutor Chris Becker says the charging decision is based only on the facts of this case and that he doesn't believe this death was justified. The lawyer's family has called it an execution. America is listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Members of a group at the center of the Capitol riot probe enter a plea to new federal charges.
Enrique Tarrio and other men described by the Justice Department as leaders of the Proud Boys pleaded not guilty to several counts connected to the January 6th Capitol riot. The most serious charge is seditious conspiracy. Federal prosecutors say Tarrio and four other members of the group were involved in a coordinated attempt to prevent Congress from certifying the 2020 election. More than 800 people have been arrested since the riot.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Two more arrests made in connection with Saturday night's deadly shooting in Philadelphia that started with a two-person argument, but it now appears the killings were not targeted.
Philadelphia police credit U.S. Marshals with arresting Kadir Dukes Hill and Najee Whittington without incident in Virginia. Deputy Police Commissioner Ben Nash says they believe the two men were in the area and heard shots fired.
They pull out their guns. I don't know what they could be thinking, but they fired and they hit two innocent people.
It's believed they had nothing to do with the initial incident. City DA Larry Krasner says Whittington turned 18 after last Saturday, but such cases all start in adult court.
At that point, decisions are made about whether the case should remain in adult court.
Both suspects are being extradited to Philadelphia on murder charges. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Three people died in the South Street incident and several others were injured. Two earlier arrests were not in connection with the deaths. A late sell-off on Wall Street blamed on worry about the economy.
To be sure, investors are cautious ahead of tomorrow's government inflation report. Analysts see consumer inflation holding near 40-year highs of 8.3%. Meanwhile, weekly jobless claims were higher at 229,000.
Fox Business's Jerry Willis. The Dow dropped 638 points. The Nasdaq down more than 300. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.